Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You made me think of something I had an absolutely random thought about yesterday.
Okay.
And it was related to, and I don't know why you made me think of it now versus, but it does relate to the biggest story yesterday, which was Tom Brady. And I thought about you, John.
Oh.
And it was another show, I think it was Wojo and Rieger talking about just the longevity and how Wojo said on our show he had the three Hall of Fame careers.
Yeah. Right.
He had three separate 10-year segments. Well, you know, decades, whatever, yeah. However you yeah. want to do it. All right. And I thought about you, and I wanted to ask you this question. And okay. I think I know the answer. But I'm not quite sure. Would you rather have had one Super Bowl win and had the length of the career that you had? Or would you have rather had a 18-year career, Hall of Fame? You know, you didn't suffer that severe injury. Which one would you rather have had?
And no Super Bowl in the 18
and
years?
No Super Bowl.
Like Anthony Munoz or somebody
yeah.
like that.
Well, there's a couple of different ways to answer it. As a competitor, you want that Super Bowl. But as an individual, when you're playing and it's your job, the length of your career as it pertains to your family and the rest of your life matters. I would have taken the 18 years.
Right,
I still think, and that's why I said
the money you would have
well,
made.
Well, not only the money
security.
That you make, but it's all I knew for the majority of my life. And when I talk about, you know, and I know if you've got a job for 40 years and you've loved your job, it's hard to make that decision to walk away. And everybody does it at different times for different reasons. Making the decision to walk away from football is, and I was talking to my wife about this yesterday, it's one that I regret that I didn't try just a little bit more when I walked away. I walked away for my own personal reasons, but it's that what is it that I could have done in another year or two? Or did I just leave? Because it's the most fun thing I've ever done in my life was play the game of football.
So you answered it the way I thought, and I feel like you're torn. Because I know you love being a champion, but the fact that how much you love the game more—that if you could have extended that, like
I would
another
have played
8 years,
yeah, done it.
Because I could
heartbeat.
Tell yesterday, I picked up from you yesterday. Like I we make fun of you, and I know you know Brady and all that stuff personally.
I was sad
like,
when
I could see it. I could see it in the way you were acting. Like, and I don't know. I picked up on the fact that you. Like you missed playing and stuff, but really what he's saying here is that that would mean he wouldn't be sitting here with us, right?
That's true.
No, because my 18 years would have been up a few years ago.
Right.
So
yeah.
I mean,
still
look,
be here with you.
You'd probably be in the booth with Olsen, right?
Yeah, yes. Maybe.
The other thing that came
about
out
us peons.
The other thing that came out of the Brady thing was my daughter. I was talking to her before bed last night, and she said, "Dad, it's sad." I said, "Well, isn't it sad? He had a great." He goes, "My whole life watching football, Tom Brady was there."
Yeah.
Okay, so she's 12. And then somebody, pardon my take, which is on Barstool, they posted something on Twitter that I remember yesterday. I should have put it in my prep. And there's pictures. It's Eli, Philip Rivers, Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady. It says, "Your childhood is over." And, you know, for the kids who are like 25 or younger, kids, whatever, adults,
yeah.
that's what that's their football.
Yeah.
Those six quarterbacks, you know, maybe around here, maybe Stafford, but he's still playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all they remember, the great quarterbacks.
And so it kind of it gives you that moment of realization like, okay, I kind of am old now, you know, older because
right.
like that's the last guy that I played with in college that was still playing. Now there's nobody left. And so everybody is retired or everybody's given up the game for one reason or another. And then you start thinking about, are there any guys left that you actually played with? Now, Tom is kind of an exception because
right.
he played for so long.
Is there anybody left in the you know your last Lions? That was what?
No. That would have been 2010,
yeah.
2011. And well, Sue, I played with Sue.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, That's right. Drafted Stafford. My last year, okay. Stafford. So there's still a few guys that I, you know, took the huddle with, but it's, you know, they're very few and far between. And when I watched, like to your point, I watched Tom's message yesterday, and some of it is because Tom is my friend, right, and I feel for him, but I also feel for those guys that have to make that decision. Like they wake up one morning and you make that decision. You know it's the right decision, but it's still hard to come to that realization that your time playing the game is over. And you could see that, you could feel that sadness when he was saying those words.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was emotional and it was real, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I sent that message to my kids and they felt the same way. They're like, that's really sad. And it was. So, but no, I mean, obviously no one's really crying over Tom Brady, but it's the human side of it.
Right. Now the younger kids though, like my boys, they just didn't understand the Brady greatness.
No,
I saw the latter years and stuff and they've watched things throughout his career and all these things on YouTube. What's Jack's reaction? Is he kind of just like, whatever?
No, Jack, same thing. I mean, again, it's a little bit different because he's met Tom, he knows Tom and so it's one of those things where you're like, you know, it still is sad. And, you know, the conversation of watching him play, there's been a different conversation in our house that he's experienced than, you know, probably a lot of other, you know, 12-year-olds.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.